Awaken your latent telepathy. A common idea is that humans are getting dumber. One very easy way to see this is watch a recent political debate. Anybody versus anybody, so long as it took place in the last couple years. Then look up Nixon versus Kennedy on YouTube. This debate was famous for a lot of reasons, a true watershed moment. This was the first televised debate. The people who listened to it on the radio thought that Nixon won. The people who watched it on TV thought that Kennedy won. Kennedy was a young, fresh-looking dude with a good-looking face. Nixon was a creepy-looking, sweaty old man. When listening to a debate on the radio, you are forced to pay attention to the ideas. But on TV, not so much. Anyhow, pay attention to how intellectual that old debate sounds compared to today's train wreck politicians. This clearly indicates that we are getting a lot dumber, but this isn't quite true. We have the same brains, the same brain capacity. Getting dumber indicates our brains are changing. But it's not our brains that are changing, it's how much we use our brains. A metaphor is our physical shape today versus 100 or so years ago. Look at any old picture and just look at the people. Then head on down to your local Walmart and look at the people. Life back then was harsh, hard physical work, very little fast food, mostly home-cooked meals with food that wasn't overly processed. Modern brains are like modern bodies, very squishy. But you do have a lot of built-in potential inside your brain. One is intuition, something most people think belongs in the land of LOA fairy tales. But intuition is a very, very necessary communication tool. At least it was back in the day. Back in the day, you had to be very good at reading people. Otherwise, you'd get scammed out of your life savings. Or you'd miss the signs a young cutie from across town was sending you. Before TV and even radio, the only communication was face-to-face. Sure, they had newspapers and pamphlets for hundreds of years. But these were pure words about ideas devoid of any emotional energy. Back before TV and radio, everybody had high levels of intuition. All this means is you need to discover and rebuild your intuition. Once you have a highly functioning intuition, like we used to have, reading people will be easy. Knowing what to say and what not to say will be easy. Knowing who to talk to and when will be easy. And compared to all the other slobbering goofs wandering around too scared to look away from their phones, you will seem like a wizard, a superhero of love, a master of telepathy, a sorcerer of the soul. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.